up. And then we always have one of our beloved family members to come and share with us what communion means to them. And tonight it's going to be John Featherston. Yeah, buddy.
Thank you, bud. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Serenity Church. And my name is John. And I'm a very, very grateful recovering drug addict and alcoholic. And by the grace of God, this old drunk junkie has not had to get high or get drunk for 13,779 days today. Yeah. That's a really long time. A month ago in this room was a really, really special time for me and all of you, where we celebrated 18 years of God's miracles through Serenity Church. And that night was the most exciting and most terrifying night maybe of my adult life. 19th, it was 19th. And I was actually here a month ago and 19 years ago. 19 years. And it was thrilling and it was terrifying and we were excited and we were scared. And we had no idea if we were doing what was supposed to be done or if God was behind this. And we just kept saying, Lord, we're going to do everything we can to get this thing ready. We're going to do everything in our power to throw open the doors for people like us who don't feel like there are any doors open to us. And Lord, all we know to ask is that you bring the people to us that you would like us to show how you healed us. We had that first summer, the church that I was pastoring leading up to all of that, right up Page Road here, had taken responsibility for a young family that was in a world of hurt. I got a call from a woman I'd never met, and she was the wife of a pastor in Central Texas who had just been fired and thrown out in the street to bleed because he confessed to his church that he was struggling with his alcoholism. And they were in a world of hurt, that little family. Three little bitty kids, and left alone to hemorrhage. And we invited them to move to the colony and give us the privilege and the opportunity of wrapping our arms around them and holding them up and preparing him to continue to be used by God with the gifts that God had given him. He had not been in front of a church to preach from the day they fired him at the church that he was serving until the opening service of Serenity Church for our very first summer. And I sat him down a few months before as we were preparing, and I said, Jeff, you're ready and it's time. And I really want us to offend the enemy this summer. And the enemy worked really hard to take an incredibly gifted man of God out of service. And we're just not going to have it. So I invited him to preach the first 12 sermons in Serenity Church's first summer, which we called the Summer of Serenity. And he stood up in front of us and preached the steps for 12 weeks. Well, that meant that I wasn't preaching, so I took another role that night. That first night, I took the role of standing here doing what I'm doing right now, of leading Serenitarians to the Lord's table. And that night, I shared with the church a song that had impacted my life deeper than maybe any other song ever written. And it was released my senior year in high school. And it was a little two-man folk music band who had had a few hits back in when I was in junior high and starting high school. Their careers had absolutely disintegrated because nobody wanted to hear sweetly harmonizing folk music in the at that point in time. And they couldn't give their music away. But they went one more time back in the studio to try one more time and release the last album that they ever released together. And then they asked radio stations to please play the title cut off this album of theirs. And after a lot of convincing, a few did, and then a few more. It went on to become the best-selling album of that year and the best-selling single of that year. It won the Grammy that year for Best Artist, Best Album, Best Song. And before that was all over, my generation of teenagers had bought 20 million copies of their album. Hear the words that turned the world upside down my senior year in high school. When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I'll dry them all. I'm on your side. When times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled waters, I will lay me down. When you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I'll comfort you. I'll take your part. When the darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled waters, I will lay me down. Yeah, I bought that album. Then they came out with some crazy new technology, and I reinvested and bought the 8-track. And then the cassette. And then the CD. And I wore them all out, and thank God today I just stream it on my Apple Music in the car, you know. But those words were not new to me. I grew up in a Christian home. Godly home, a Christ-following home. And I had heard those principles all my life. Only it was Peter saying, cast all of your worries on him because he cares about you. It was King David saying, there is a friend who loves you more than a brother. Or it was my bridge himself who said, come to me. All of you who are weary and heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. I knew that principle. And that principle is totally defined, represented, and encapsulated into what we're about to do. Jesus said, I will lay me down. You're hurting, and I can fix it. But first of all, I've got to lay me down. And he took bread, and he broke it, and he gave it to him, and he said, take, eat this. It represents my body that I'm about to lay down for you to be your bridge. And he took a cup, blessed it. And he gave it to him, and he said, drink from this, all of you. This represents my blood, which is about to be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of all of your sins. And he said, every time you do this, remember that. Remember me. And that's what we're about to do. We're going to come to his table and relive the power of the co-creator of the universe stepping off the throne of heaven, coming down here and laying his body down as a bridge for us to get to the other side. That's what this moment is about. So, who are we inviting? Everybody. Everybody. I think Jesus was very clear that there's a short list of broken people, hurting people, sinful people. People who don't have a clue and people who don't need to know, don't know how to turn next. Have I described anybody? If so, could I have a show of hands? Okay, then everybody in this room is invited to come to his table and thank God that he sent a bridge over our very troubled waters. Please come.